Tonight, Eielson Air Force Base is updating residents around Moose Creek about perfluorinated compounds, or PFCs, in the groundwater. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, in 2015, testing revealed contamination from firefighting foam.
It's been several years since the Air Force discovered PFC-tainted water on base and in the nearby community of Moose Creek. Gary Fink with the Air Force Civil Engineer Center says two particular compounds pose potential risk.
The contaminant of concern is PFOS and PFOA. And so far, there's been 169 residents that have exceeded the EPA health advisory.
Fink says the Air Force early on offered bottled water to affected homes, and to date, it has either installed water holding tanks or filtration systems for 159 homes. He says testing has identified the edge of the 6.5-mile plume, and it's currently stable, but that could change. Fink says the Air Force is looking at various long-term solutions.
Either hooking up to an existing distribution system like North Pole, or installing tanks at every house. There's several options we're looking at.
Eric Breitenberger is program director with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. He generally gives the Air Force high marks for its response in getting safe drinking water to Moose Creek residents, but he says PFCs are an emerging contaminant, meaning there's a lot of unknowns associated with them, including how long they stick around in the environment.
Materials are very stable. That's why they're used in firefighting foam applications, because they don't readily degrade. But we don't have a lot of information on how long they'll persist in groundwater. Initial indications are that it will probably be several decades and perhaps longer.
Breitenberger says PFCs pose a significant national problem. Tonight's meeting is from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Moose Creek Fire Station. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.